forward to extended playing time and, you know, working on your game, getting ready for the season here?
Oh, it'd be great. Just whenever you get your number called, go in and move the team down the field and do your very best to get completions and first downs and understand the situations. It's all good practice for the regular season.
Are there some specific things that you want to work on, whether it's footwork, whether it's accuracy, whether it's timing, is there all of the above?
Yeah, everything. I mean, that's what these games are for, just to prep for the regular season and, you know, treat them like a regular game, just like we would prepare. And, you know, to an extent, I mean, we're not really game planning. So, yeah, but you just keep repping your fundamentals and expect a good performance.
Any memories, you know, anything? I know it's a preseason game, but when you go back to Green Bay after what happened there last year, you take that field, is any of that in the back of your mind? Or is it just, is it completely a different vibe?
No, really. It's a different team, and we're a different team, so it doesn't really change anything.
Mark, what with the silent count is probably something you'll have to do in Atlanta in the first game. Is that something you can work on being in a road environment between?
Sure, and we work on it periodically through camp and the off season, so it shouldn't be anything different. We should be able to play at a high speed like we're used to. And like I said, we've repped it enough, so it shouldn't be a problem.
You had a chance to work a lot with Jordan Matthews last year. What are the biggest differences that you've seen from his rookie season to this point?
His improvement in understanding coverages, route concepts, you know, really asking the question why we're running specific plays or why a defense is trying to do a specific coverage or stun or blitz, whatever they're trying to do, he wants to know why. And now that he's really understanding those things, he just continues to grow, and it helps him anticipate coverages, anticipate leverage, and just helps him to get open. So he's one of those guys that you love having around. Like I said, he's just the gym rat and constantly working on getting himself better.